The backpacker's tax is back on the agenda, with only 1 week left of sitting parliament. Today, the coalition announced a proposed tax rate of 15% for those on a working holiday visa, down from the previous 19% originally put forward by the government. Labour has rejected the deal, but the tax rate has the support of key Senate crossbenchers and is expected to pass both houses before the end of the year. But will this tax on backpackers impact Australia's competitiveness and international reputation? Claudia Rhodes-White with this report.
The backpacker tax was again in the spotlight today as the government attempted to negotiate with the Senate backbench to arrive at a tax rate that all parties agreed on. Currently, backpackers pay no tax until they earn more than $18,000. However, following a decision by the Abbott government, they will be taxed one-third of their earnings starting from January next year. This decision triggered a massive backlash from farmers who felt their livelihood was under threat. The coalition subsequently lowered their proposed rates to 19% and again today to 15%, but Labor is still not accepting the more than halved rate. Here is what Shadow Agriculture Minister Joel Fitzgibbons had to say a little earlier.
We do know that 32.5% backpackers were dropping off immediately, that at 19% backpackers continued to fall off. And nothing the government has delivered gives us any confidence that at 15% they won't continue to fall off. So today, Labor will stand by our farmers and in particular those in the horticulture sector. We will stick at 10.5%.
Stuart Rose Warne is Associate Professor in Political Economy at Sydney Uni. He says the tax is an imposition on the backpackers and that the government hasn't considered how this will affect travellers' choices to come to Australia over other countries.
Taxation arrangements in New Zealand and Canada are much better for backpackers, and what would have happened was that the backpackers who might have wanted to come to Australia would simply change their destination and go to New Zealand or Canada where they don't get taxed as much.
Pedro, a backpacker from Chile, agrees.
Actually, that was a discussion in my country in the forums about the working holiday visa in Australia, and it discouraged a lot of people of coming here if we pay this tax, this huge tax.
So you think it will have an impact on the people coming here?
Yeah, absolutely.
According to Associate Professor Stuart Rose Warne, the numbers are already dropping.
We're already seeing a drop-off in the number of working holiday makers coming to Australia because of the increased cost of getting a visa, which went up a couple of years ago, and the imposition of this new tax.
Australian farmers across all industries rely heavily on backpackers to do the seasonal work around their properties. Ian Cathles, an apple farmer from Butler, New South Wales, says that a large proportion of his workers are travellers.
40% of the workers would be what you classify as the backpackers, and that 40% does a very vital part of the work. It's basically picking the crop.
Without the pickers, his regular employees wouldn't have a year-long job.
That 40% don't do that work. This other 60% don't have a job throughout the year of, packing the fruit, pruning the trees and everything like that.
He doesn't understand why backpackers should be taxed at a different rate to their Australian co-workers when they're doing the same work. Belgian backpacker Nora agrees.
I don't understand why we should pay more than the Australian. I feel that we are maybe discriminated, although that we contribute the same as the others.
On average, backpackers earn around $16,000 and pay no tax. With a 15% rate, they'll lose over $2,000 of their income. Associate Professor Rose Warne says this lost money won't be spent in rural communities.
That'll also have an effect upon spending in regional Australia, because a fairly substantial proportion of the income that the backpackers are earning in regional Australia is actually spent in local towns.
Pedro from Chile says he's happy to contribute, but at a reasonable level.
I think it's fair if we pay taxes. I think it's unfair if we don't pay anything, because most of the people just earn some money and take that money to their countries. And I think that's a little unfair. So I think we need to, some of the money we earn here, to spend it here and leave it here. But I would tell to the politicians that, come on, it's a little unfair to pay 32%.
Although the Liberals and Nationals have finally agreed on a 15% tax rate, with 1 week left of Parliament for the year, if the bill does not pass by the end of the week, it'll revert back to 32.5%.
Claudia Rhodes-White ending that report.